I've been studying a lesson, and I thought that was the one that I was supposed to bring tonight. And I got up yesterday morning, and I had pages of handwritten notes, and I thought I'll organize them and I'll put them into a document. And I had no inspiration whatsoever. So inspiration doesn't come from here. It has to come from God. So I was talking to the Lord, and this is what I feel like he's laid on my heart. So I want to start with some praise. Praise for you as a youth. As I see you growing in the Lord, as I see you doing awesome things for God, I am so very, very thankful for you. I've seen, and I thought, I probably should have wrote these down. I don't know if I'll remember them, but I've seen you reach out. I've seen maybe a young person that's struggling, or maybe a young person that hasn't been here for a while, or maybe they're sitting by themselves, and I've seen you reach out and pull them in, and that's awesome. And I've seen several of you take a burden to bring specials. As you probably notice, Sister Henry is not here to bring specials anymore, very rarely. My mom's not able to do specials like she used to. And I've seen several of you step up. I see you step up right here on this. Come up, chair the service. That's not easy. Lead the singing. Some of you have actually wrote down that you had a message to bring. That's not easy. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for the Wednesday nights when the youth have the services and you're right there and you're participating and you're doing a good job. I don't know about you, but sometimes it seems like we hear a lot about what we're doing wrong and we need to do better. And I want to say, you're doing so well. I brag on this youth group in the Lord in the right way because I'm very, very thankful. I think probably one of the things that thrills my heart more than anything, though, is when we get together for young people's or Sunday school or Bible study, and you are excited to learn about the things of God. I think the last Bible study we had, was it about 40? About 40. That 40 young people will come and sit for 2 hours and talk about the Bible. That is amazing. And so I just want to say, young people, I'm so thankful. And as I see you growing, I feel like I got a mom heart. My mom heart's over here just, oh, that's my kids. That's my kids. So go on, child of God. You're doing great. But I want to talk to you a little bit tonight as I think about where all of us are at in life, and especially you. I think if I asked you to raise your hand, have you had any struggles lately? Who would raise their hand? So have you been disappointed lately? Have you had maybe some trials? Maybe problems with friends, problems with family, problems with mom, with dad, with husband, with wife. Problems on your job, you're worried about, dot, dot, dot. We all could raise our hand. At least one of those things, Sister Sherry, that's me. Yeah. We have a lot of things come in and are heavy on us. And so I would like to talk about rocks. So I brought my rocks again. Do you remember? Yes. Who remembers who was not here for Pebbles and Diamonds story? Anybody did not hear it? Okay, so I want to tell it really quick. I told you this story. I'm not going to bring the whole lesson. This is part two. All right. Some men were traveling, and one night they got off their horses or their camels or whatever, and they had this bright heavenly vision. And they thought, boy, this is going to be something amazing. We're going to get this wonderful advice on how to become healthy, wealthy, wise, and et cetera. And all this heavenly visitor said was, pick up pebbles and put them in your bag. Tomorrow night, you will be sad and you will be glad. Made no sense whatsoever. And so we talked about how they thought, well, we'll pick up a few. Yeah, just token amount. And so they did that. They traveled the next night. They opened up their bag. And what happened, young people? The pebbles turned into what? Diamonds. And they were glad. They were sad because they didn't pick up very many. But they were glad because they had diamonds. And so we talked about how when we come to church, there are pebbles everywhere. And they don't look like very much. This is gravel out of my driveway, and it doesn't look very exciting. I wouldn't probably spend a whole lot of time treasuring this. But things that we hear in church, they're like pebbles. If we'll pick them up and keep them, somewhere in our life, God's going to turn that into a diamond. So we talked about that. So I was thinking about this lesson tonight, calling it Revival Pebbles. There's been a lot of wonderful, encouraging things that have been said throughout this week. Have we picked them up? So I thought about myself. I thought, well, what about me? Did I pick up any pebbles? So this is what I do during the message, because otherwise I'm going to have trouble retaining. So this morning I got out my notebook and I thought, where are some thoughts from some of the messages that have been preached that were like pebbles that I have picked up that seemed so encouraging at the time? Things like, you cannot trust your feelings. Who in here sometimes we base our salvation on how we feel? I don't feel saved today. Oh, what have I done? Maybe I'm not saved. Feelings do this. And I love that. I knew it. You know it too. I'm not telling you something you don't know. But you can't trust your feelings. I liked where it said, Brother Border said, it's dangerous to focus only on what the enemy is doing. And he talked about Peter. Peter's like, Jesus, let me walk on the water. And Jesus is like, let's do it. Walking on that water. That's awesome. Got my eyes on Jesus. I'm doing the impossible. And as soon as Peter got his eyes on the water, he was sinking. You can't get your eyes on what the enemy is doing. That churning of the water. And I thought, what a great pebble. Sometimes, you ever drive down the road and there's an accident and we're all rubbernecking, aren't we? Well, what happened? What happened? Oh my! But you drive down the road and there's a beautiful field of flowers. Yeah, that's nice. You drive down the road and there's maybe a nice new building that's going up. Oh, that's nice. But the accident, something negative, well, slow way down. Oh dear, what happened? It's not good to focus on the negative all the time. I'm the only one that drives like that. Okay. All right.
I'm not sure.
Not sure. Okay. And I thought about the scripture, or the thought that was brought out, that activity, which means good works, things I was just praising you for, that cannot be the only thing that keeps us spiritual. You can't say, well, I sang in the choir, and I had a special, and I paid attention in Sunday school, and I read my Bible this week, so I'm spiritual. We had to have the mind of Christ. These are all pebbles I was picking up and I was tucking into my heart. We talked about how you hide them in your heart. And then I thought, prayer requests can be pebbles that we pick up. We're going to pray for that person. And this week, some pebbles turned into diamonds, didn't they? We had an outstanding testimony by Brother Bush that things looked really bad and it's not near as bad as it thought. That turned into a diamond. Right, Brother Brandon, we heard some good reports about him. That pebble turned into a diamond. But you know what? You're going to get a bigger blessing if you picked up that prayer request. And if you've been praying for it, you're going to get a bigger blessing than if, oh, that's right, I forgot to pray for Brother Bush. Oh, that's terrible. I should have been praying for him. Why didn't I remember? You're going to get a bigger blessing. So, young people, what about you? Can anybody in here, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, can you tell me a pebble, something you've picked up this week? A message, a testimony, a song? Was there anything? And if you can't remember, that's okay. Because a lot of times we just pick them up and we don't really think about them. Oh, got one here. Sister Elise.
Sister Arlene Orr's testimony.
Sister Arlene's Orr. Okay. Had good thoughts there. Yes. Anybody else? Yes, Sister Lauren. Can't just dwell in negative. Good pebble to pick up. Anybody else? Brother CJ.
Just because you're not born into church doesn't mean God can't use you better.
Right. That's good. Very good. All right, Brother Jacob.
That we can find good fortune in the Lord if we accept God's love with that. He loves us from the start, and that no matter what happens, he still loves us.
Right? That's good. Very good. Anybody else? Brother James.
Be content in the things you have.
Be content. Ooh, that was very recent. Very good. Anybody else? Sister Bree.
God can work in ways that you don't understand.
Yes. Anybody else? Sister Savannah.
Keeping your eyes on God.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Very good. Anybody else? Lucas.
Keep in mind where your vision's at.
Okay, good. Did anybody mention something, a pebble that you didn't see? Did anybody mention something just now that you're like, oh, that's really good, but I don't think I heard that during church? Do you remember when I took these and I dropped them around the room and somebody over here probably didn't see the pebble that was over here? They're all over the place, but we don't always necessarily pick up the same ones. But I want to talk to you about how to hold on to the pebble, how to hold on to that really awesome thought that was brought in a prayer request or in a testimony or somebody exhorting or the message or a song. How do we hold on to it? So if I literally laid all these rocks down and I picked it up and I thought, I want to keep that. I'm going to hold on to that. I'm going to keep it. Okay. I'm going to keep it. Oh, just, I'm not going to let go. So I got one in each hand. Now I'm going to leave here and I need to pick up my Bible. Okay. And all of my stuff, my phone. And then I'm going to go out here and I'm going to go to choir and I'm going to need my choir music, but I'm going to hold on to it. I'm going to keep it. Oh, wait, there's the grandbaby. I want to hold the grandbaby. Oh, wait, I got to get in my car. And sometimes we're like that with truths that we hear in church. That is such a good thought. Oh, I want to hold on to that. But if you don't have a place to put it, it's not going to be very long before you're going to drop it. Have you ever got home and you thought, what was preached on tonight? What was the message about? What was the title? Who preached? Whoa. How can we keep a hold of those pebbles? Because they're not turning into diamonds if we're dropping them everywhere we go, are they? They're not going to do us much good if we can't retain them. Do you trust your memory? How good is your memory? Some of you might have excellent memory. Some days I wonder. I'll pray. Lord, this is really important. I do not have a place to write this down right now. Please bring that to my memory. One of my favorite stories, which I've told before, but you can hear it again. Years ago, when I taught the baby class for Sunday school, my mom asked me to pick up my grandmother for church. She was getting elderly, and it was a little too rough for her to get to Sunday school. And I would be done teaching at like 9:45, and I had helper teachers, and so I could have slipped out and picked her up. Sure, I will do that. Absolutely. So Sunday school passes. I get in choir, get up in the choir, I look out in the audience, and I thought, wonder why Grandma Green's not in church today. Hurried out of the choir, ran down here to Noble Arms Apartments. She's sitting out there waiting on me. Now, we all have our embarrassing moments, don't we? That we have memory. And that's a funny story. We got grandma, we got to church. But what about if it's a vital spiritual lesson, a spiritual rock that I'm going to need this week? I'm going to need this. Temptation's coming, a decision's coming, a doubt is coming, and I need it. Do you not think the devil's going to do everything he can to pry that out of my fingers before I get out of this church building? That's how he works. He knows. He knows that this is not just a gray, brown, old rock. This is something valuable. So what I want to talk to you about are containers. Containers. So I didn't bring my rocks tonight in my hand. I brought them in what? A bag. I brought them in a bag. All right. I could have brought a prettier bag. My mother-in-law made these for us. We got these nice little bags. I keep my dental floss in there and things that are important. I could have put them in there or in the kids' toy box, the treasure box. Okay, there's all kinds of containers I could have brought these rocks in to make sure I didn't drop any while I was walking in. And I thought about what kind of a spiritual container could we use to make sure we don't drop prayer requests that are brought. We want to go home and pray for these people. What about words of encouragement? Somebody got up and testified. The message with lots and lots and lots of pebbles, or the choir song, or a special song. What kind of a spiritual container could we put them in to make sure we keep those with us? How do you hold your pebbles? How many in here just trust your memory? And maybe you've got a fantastic memory. Some people do. I can only speak about me. I can't speak about you or Brother Steve or my daughter. All I can speak about is me. I know to retain things, I have to do something. Now, in the story I told, the travelers had bags. Remember, they were told to put these pebbles in their bags. So what kind of spiritual bags or containers could we use to keep these spiritual pebbles? We want them in our possession when they turn to a diamond. All right? Now, in school, how do you retain? You go into chemistry class, and the teacher has two full... Now, this is old school. I apologize. I haven't been to school in a long, long time, so I don't know how it's done now. But in my day, it was two full chalkboards of notes. And she didn't say, read that, young people, and hope for the best. Just memorize it. What do you think we were told to do? Write it down. We did not have phones to take pictures. All right? We didn't have smart boards. We didn't have computers. We were in the dinosaur ages. Not really, but write it down. So, as I showed you, I keep a notebook. When the message is going forth, now maybe this does not work for you, but I would hazard a guess it would probably work for the majority of you. Somehow, write it down. There are phone apps. Maybe that's your thing. Put it in your phone app. Maybe it's in a notebook right here. I have to say, for the most part, I hardly ever refer to this later. But do you know just the writing it down is putting it in my mind stronger than it would be otherwise? All right? Maybe just a piece of paper. I've been places I didn't have my notebook, and I thought, boy, that's such a good thought. I'm just going to write down just on a piece of paper. Perhaps something else. I used to think when I was your age that it was wrong to write in my Bible. Don't ask me why. That's just what I thought. But I have started writing in my Bible, and I love it. Why? Because, and I think I showed some of you this at Bible study, when it's preached on the next time, or if I'm reading it again, I'm like, oh, that's what that word means. That's right. Oh, there's that pebble. Okay, I remember Brother Borders. He said this word means such and such. And you probably can't see because it's in pencil. But Revelation chapter 20, I can guarantee you when that's preached on, I got a lot of helps. Let me come show you real quick. Just little notes. What's this word mean? Maybe where that scripture, there's another scripture that will give understanding. So what am I doing? I'm trying to retain this pebble, this truth. Does anybody in here have trouble understanding Revelation? Does anybody in here not have trouble understanding Revelation? If so, let's chat, because I think that's pretty awesome. So every time it's preached on, I'm going to have a little more understanding because I've been holding on to pebbles in a container. My container is my Bible where I'm writing down notes. Sometimes there'll be a word. It's Old English, and it don't mean the same thing as the word means in our English. So I'll write myself a little note out to the side. That's my container trying to keep hold of that pebble. I'm going to put those in there. All right? I think about in Sunday school, do you guys get a paper? You do in our class, you get a lot of papers. In fact, we're going to give you a notebook so you don't lose your papers. Do you get a quarterly? Do you get a handout? That's a container. It's a way to remember, to retain. See, the definition of a container is an object capable of storage. So we need some spiritual way to store wonderful things that we're being taught. What about prayer requests? Well, you could write them down if you're close to a pen and paper. My purse and my body are not together during prayer request time, so I can't write them down. But does anybody know what is hanging on the bulletin board? Probably one here, and one in the choir room, and one in the main vestibule. Does anybody know what it is? Helping hands. Helping hands. And it's got names and addresses so you can send a card. Go take a picture with your phone. You don't even have to write it down. Go take a picture. Then when it's time to pray, just a minute, Lord, go check. Oh, looky there. Forgot about her. Let's pray for her. Pray for that brother. I forgot he's in a trial. See how you retained because you had a container? What about on the internet? Is there a way to use the church website to help us retain? Did you know the messages are online? Sure you did. In audio format and video format, whichever one you like. So, Brother Borders brought a really good message Tuesday night. And boy, there was thoughts. I just don't think I can remember them. It's online. I've checked. It's already online. You could go listen to it again. You could go watch it again. That's a storage container. That's a way to keep on, to hold on to these truths, because one of these days they're going to turn into a diamond. They're going to come into some, turn into something you really need. The website has youth messages right here. What's happening right here? The majority of them go on the website. You want to listen to them again? You weren't there? You missed it? It's on there. There's all these different storage containers. It's like walking into a Rubbermaid store. One size for everybody, right? There's also upcoming events. Oh, I missed the announcements. When's the prayer services? Excuse me. Now, there's another container that I brought that I would like to talk about. It's called the Gospel Trumpeter. I don't think I want to ask you to raise your hand if you've never read this, because you will probably depress me. But I've heard some of you say, I don't think I've ever read that, Sister Sherry. I'm here to change that. All right? So, this is like a container to help you retain things that are being taught. All right? This is March. No, that's not. This is February. We're going to start with March. We'll go backwards. This is March. All right, in March, just in case that you did not hear the young people's message on the ripple effect by Sister Victoria, there it is. Super. Pick one up and read it. And it has pictures. That's exciting. Maybe Sister Alexa might have brought her testimony a long time ago, but Sister Alexa Green's testimony is in here. It is fantastic. Read it. I highly recommend it. Brother Joel Barrows, he brought some good thoughts there in this trumpeter. Make sure you read it. A long time ago, a few years ago, several years ago, somewhere in this trumpeter, Sister Cummings got up to sing Monuments. Where are the monuments we should be building? And she gave a testimony right before about building monuments. And maybe you don't remember it. So here's a container to help you remember what she said. There's an article. If you're in our Sunday school class, we've had some fun studies. One of them was on the 10 plagues. How every single plague attacked an Egyptian god. Because God wanted the Egyptians to know what? There is no God but me. Pharaoh says, who is God that I should worship him? God says, hold your horses, I'm going to show you who I am. And so every single plague attacked a god. If you would like to review that, or if you never heard the lesson and you'd like to read it, it's right here in this trumpeter. Now, real quick, February. It's also got things in there, good containers in here. Sister Mackenzie Benton brought a lesson in here. I think it was in camp meeting a while back on having confidence in God. And maybe you don't remember everything she said. Well, guess what? God's made a container, a way for you to retain that. We did a Bible character study in Sunday school. Sister Lauren, what was it about? Do you remember? The one that I gave you, the trumpeter, did I give this to you or not? Brother Lucas, do you know?
Abigail.
We did a Bible character study on Abigail. Am I holding the right thing up? Yes. Here is step by step on how to resolve conflict. And if you were in Sunday school and you didn't quite catch it all, and that pebble maybe slipped from your fingers, there it is. Or maybe you weren't in our Sunday school class at all, but you heard somebody talk about it and you're like, oh, I'm kind of curious. What could that be? And so you pick it up. Now, notice I brought more than one trumpeter. Here's your song. Hint, you're more than welcome to pick one up on your way out. if you need a container to hold truths that are being taught. You know, review is good. Studies show that we need to hear something at least 3 times to store it in our long-term memory. Our short-term memory is not always so great either. But long-term memory, something we're going to retain, we might need to hear it 3 times. So it might be good to hear it in church, and then listen to the audio on the website, and then read it in the trumpeter. Oh, I've already read that message. You probably didn't retain all of it. So God is working so hard. He wants you to be saved more than you do. He wants you to be successful more than you do. He wants you to make the right decisions more than you do. He's making it as easy as possible. There's pebbles everywhere. It's one thing to pick them up. And we talked about that last time. You're going to have to put forth effort. You're going to have to bend over. You're going to have to get a hold of that. But how are you going to retain it? How are you going to keep it? Whether you write it down, whether you use the trumpeter or the website, all these different ways that we can retain it, God's making it easy. And so back to my title, young people. How many revival pebbles are you taking home with you tonight? You're going to need them. I need them. I've already needed them. I hope you've been challenged. Let's work on our containers. And I'm going to turn it back over to our chairperson.